It's Memorial Day, and we get a three-day weekend to commemorate the somber service of men and women under the illusion that killing people is going to solve political problems. I have never found this to be sound thinking or true. Killing people just leads to more war and violence, and anyone that tells you different is lying. We go back on this Memorial Day to the first anti-war poem ever written by a woman named Enheduanna in 2000 BC. You hack everything down in battle, god of war, with your fierce wings. You slave away the land and charge, disguised as a raging storm, growl as a roaring hurricane, yell like a tempest yells, thunder, rage, roar and drum, expel evil winds. You are blood rushing down a mountain, spirit of hate, greed, and anger. You decide all fate. You triumph over all our rights. Who can explain why you go on so? She's already tired of war 4,000 years ago, lamenting its eternal reach and habitual presence in her everyday life. So is it really possible for us to remember the dead soldiers who willingly go to war? Whether it's to make a living, gain money for education, see the world, save civilians, settle an old age gripe, or secure an imaginary border. Everyone who has ever taken up arms had a reason to go to war, even if it was as mundane as boredom. Do we remember only their bravery or the war crimes they committed, the lives they ruined, including their own? Or do we simply honor their memory and service to their country? It's confusing because a soldier fighting in Afghanistan is supposedly defending our nation. But for the life of me, I cannot deduce how that serves us. Is it international security? No. Is it financial security? No. Is it defending our spirituality? No. Is there any logical reason? No. But we all agree on some level that this is acceptable. Parents allow their kids to go. I know they're 18 and supposedly can make adult choices, but I disagree. I think they're still children and need guidance, especially from people who love them. I would make an exception, however, if in fact there was a foreign or domestic army coming down Albion Ridge where I live. I do see the benefit of taking up arms and defending one's house, just like they're doing in the countries that we have invaded. But how does that make our military righteous? Some felt righteous as in the case of the Kaiser or Hitler. It gave them a sense of pride, patriotism, and purpose going after the really bad guys. Blowing people up, villages, animals, trees. It just happened along the way. Nobody planned it. Battles don't really take place on the battlefield, do they? And it could happen anywhere, anytime. A stray bullet may find its way to your door and not even have the courtesy to knock. When I even start to consider all the dead from the wars, I just want to cry my eyes out. Here are some statistics. According to the Washington Post, 6,013 soldiers have died in the Iraq-Afghan wars. 500 soldiers died in the Gulf War. In Vietnam, 58,168. World War II, 41,000. I'll stop there. Ouch. Today we are charged with the duty of remembering. The root of that word meaning to put back together as opposed to dismembering, which is what war does. It's a big job to remember just one person, let alone hundreds, thousands. Let's remember Sergeant Jesus Rodriguez after he was blown to bits by an IED. Everybody called him Chewy. Last November, he was just walking around on patrol with a buddy. They had been looking out for each other for the last 9 months since they were reassigned to the Anbar province. They had a rat scout in the field, but the rat got distracted. Just that morning, he was Skyping with his kids, sending them ridiculous faces on iPhoto, them all laughing and making promises for a bright future. We remember him 8 years ago falling in love with his wife, Rachel, in high school biology class, and before that, going to school, not getting the best grades, but excelling in chorus with his clear soprano. We remember him well, the youngest of three, little brother. We remember the day he was born, his father planted an olive tree. His mother almost died after a hard labor, but just having Jesus in her arms would revive her. She loved him and kept him in her bed for months. He was the light in her life. If we remember each soldier we've lost over only the last two or three wars, remember each one, put them back in their lives. We will have a whole lot of remembering to do, and we just may forget about making war and remember why we were born. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentaries at sherryglazer.net.